This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that growth in consumer spending is slowing. U.S. spending was up just 0.2% in January. That is the month when the virus headline started coming. Incomes did jump upward. For more, here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Consumer spending makes up about 70% of the U.S. economy, so any disruption would have dire effects on growth. But Jack Kleinhens, chief economist of the National Retail Federation, says consumers are still in a good place right now.
Consumers have healthy balance sheets.
He says Americans are saving at almost 8%, up from 6% in 2009. And when people save, they may also be spending.
Their income has exceeded their consumption in the last few quarters, which leaves a net benefit of saving.
He says low interest rates are also driving people to buy homes and refinance their mortgages. But January's report may not reflect consumer spending in the wake of COVID-19, which Matthew Lazzetti at Deutsche Bank says is the real wild card right now.
With a pretty resilient labor market, you would think that the consumer outlook remains sturdy, except for these, I think, worries about the impact of the coronavirus.
He says spending on things like eating out, concerts, live sporting events, and other entertainment could be the first to suffer, even without a broad outbreak in the United States. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.